Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think everyone in the House, they know the peril they're in if they vote no on this thing.
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill is great, but also warns fellow Republicans their jobs depend on its success. Senate Republicans narrowly voted to start debate on the mega bill Saturday evening. Tennessee's Rand Paul voted no over raising the debt limit by $5 trillion, and North Carolina's Tom Tillis said he won't support cutting $40 trillion for Medicaid in his state. Tillis said Sunday he won't seek re-election. Democrats say Majority Leader John Thune broke Senate rules. They say after promising not to, he ignored a parliamentarians ruling that the Medicaid and SNAP cuts to pay for the tax cuts for the wealthy are subject to filibuster. And Virginia's Mark Warner says they're massively unpopular.
It's not over till it's over. I will grant that President Trump has been able to hold his party in line in an unprecedented manner. At the other end, this bill will come back and bite them.
Trump is demanding he get to sign the bill on the 4th of July, but hurdles remain in both closely divided chambers. House Democrats say they're not satisfied with administration explanations for bombing three nuclear sites in Iran. The extent of the damage is still being debated, and UN nuclear watchdog Rafael Grossi says he thinks Tehran could restart enriching uranium in a matter of months, not decades, as Trump has said. A Supreme Court ruling on presidential power will let Trump's ban on citizenship for babies with foreign-born parents go into effect, but only in states that failed to sue over it. California Attorney General Rob Bonta did sue and says he expects to win.
I'm hopeful that the court will see that a patchwork of state injunctions where birthright citizenship stands for some states but not others would inevitably create administrative chaos and spur questions we don't have the answers to.
The court didn't overrule the standard view that the 14th Amendment grants citizenship to any child born on American soil, except for special cases like diplomats' kids. The court did limit federal courts' ability to block presidential orders. During confirmation, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he wouldn't undermine vaccines. But last week, he empowered agency advisors, including vaccination skeptics, to rewrite inoculation recommendations, even on shots used for years. Doctors say they're alarmed that the panel voted to withdraw support for many flu vaccines due to a debunked theory about the preservative thimerosal. A three-part online training on how to run for office and govern well starts tonight. The Grassroots Democracy Program from the Western Organization of Resource Councils aims to increase effective political engagement in Western states, and Gwen LeCoultre says they expect lots of questions.
Everything from, am I ready to run for office? How do I organize my campaign? To how do I govern? And how can I be an effective elected official?
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?